This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day and we're doing Juz Amma to begin with, alhamdulillah. The aim, of course, is that we can finish the whole Quran bi-ibnillahi ta'ala in bite-sized bits of information, 8 to 9 minutes long, inshaAllah. We're speaking today about Surah Al-Takwir, which is Surah number 81. Surah Al-Takwir is an early revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's characterized by short, powerful verses that speak about Tawheed, about unifying our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not worshipping other than Him. It speaks about the Risala that is given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it speaks about our mortality and eventual return to our Maker and Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun has been wound around and it's lost its light. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, and when the stars fall or that they become dim and distant, they're no longer present in your sky. And this is narrated to different hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he spoke about certain signs that would happen with the imminence of the Day of Judgment, that when the heralding of the Day of Judgment would occur, that of the things that would happen would be a darkness in the sky and the sun would be as if it is put out and the stars would be unseen. And there would be earthquakes and zalazil and the mountains would vanish and so on. And therefore the next ayah, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, when you see that the mountains have made to pass away and it's almost as if that they become pounded into dust and the earth becomes completely flattened in that sense. It's one plane, flat ground. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, and when you see, the camels that are full and ready to give birth, that their shepherds leave them. They won't tend to them. And this is one of the most critical things at a time. Camels need assistance to in their birthing process, that even something so precious back in that culture as a camel that was about to give birth, it would be ignored. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and the beasts will be gathered together. وَالْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and you will see that the seas will be overwhelmed and blazing with fire. And subhanAllah, it's an amazing kind of sight. You know that the Prophet ﷺ spoke of this. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, as is quoted by Ibn Kathir, that the seas would be kindled with fire, and that the water that puts out fire will actually become something that is consumed by the fire. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls will be joined together, meaning the righteous will be with the righteous and the immoral will be joined with the immoral, and people will be separated according to their groups and zumra. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, and it's at that moment that those who were killed in their infant years because of their parents' injustice and fearing poverty and fearing shame, those who committed abortions, those who did things and brought to death to that which should have been given life, that young female child will ask, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for what reason was I killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and subhanAllah, in that previous ayah, you notice that Allah says that Allah will ask the child. Allah won't ask the parent, why did you kill your child? And it's almost as if it's a way of Allah showing indignity to those parents. You're not even worthy of being questioned. It's your child who is the one who is important on that day. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, when the deeds of all of us will be printed out. And Allah tells us in another surah, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى الصَّرَائِرُ, when all your secrets will become exposed, people will know the truth and the falsehood of each and every one of us. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ قُطْشِطَتْ, when the heavens will be stripped away, will be taken away. And it's almost as if Allah is predicting the removal of this, the atmosphere that we enjoy today. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ, and when you see the hellfire will begin to set ablaze in anticipation of receiving those who are fitting for it. May Allah save us from this. Allahumma ameen. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ, may Allah make us worthy of it. And when Jannah is brought close and it's made ready for those who are about to enter it, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا أَحْضَرَتْ, every soul will know what it has brought forth in good and evil. No one will be under any illusion. You will know if you are from فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, of the group of hellfire or the group of the punishment of Allah. May Allah save us from it. Allah then transitions, making another qasam. After these, verses, in the first 20 verses, Allah makes vow after vow after vow. فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس. Allah says, I'm not, I swear by the planets that depart and recede and the ones that move out of your day, due to the daylight out of your sight, and by the stars as they depart in the night as it leaves and revolves away. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. And by the rising sun and dawn as it brightens. Many of the Imams have spoken about these verses as being an allusion to the messengership of the Prophet ﷺ, because the Prophet ﷺ was the breath of life, the life of spirit, the life of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, that the earth breathed in and out, it inhaled and exhaled faithfulness again, it came back to life because the message was made complete with the messengership of the Prophet ﷺ. And therefore, symbolically, Allah refers to Jibreel. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Surely this word is conveyed to you by the most honorable angel Gabriel. And one of the names of Jibreel is Ar-Ruh al-Amin. He's the spirit that is trusted. So therefore, the spirit of faith descends into the earth breathes, comes back to life in the form of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivering this message. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. May Allah continue to honor our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dhi quwwatin 'inda dhil 'arshi makin. Jibreel is the one who's been given power. The name Malaika, it comes from two words, aluka and malak. Malak means power, aluka, messenger. So a messenger equipped with power, and the best of them is Jibreel alayhi salam. Muta'in thamma amin, he's obeyed by the leave of his Lord because of his trustworthiness. So the conveyance is from Allah through Jibreel. So now the obvious statement has to be about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wama sahibukum bimajnoon. Know that your messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not been bewitched. He's not a madman. He hasn't been touched by anything other than the truth and the spirit of faith. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. Your messenger truly did see Gabriel in the clear horizon towards the east. Subhanallah. Jibreel alayhi salam appeared to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his original shape only a number of times. One of them is in Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, where they ascended into the heavens. And the first time was when he delivered the message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet said, as is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, that I saw Jibreel, he filled the horizon, he had 600 wings, and I can't describe to you who he was. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Jibreel in his complete shape, it caused him to fall unconscious, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is narrated by Imam Ahmad and many different narrations from Ibn Mas'ud and others describing Jibreel alayhi salam. So now the message has been delivered to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah continues in this surah, وَمَا هُوَ عَنِ الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. Know that your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he will never withhold anything of the knowledge of the unseen that is brought to him. If he knows when the Day of Judgment is, he'd tell you, but he doesn't. If he knows something from the Qur'an that has been revealed to him, he will not hide it from you, he will deliver it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he does not hold back from what has been given to him from the unseen. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. Don't ever believe that there is any inspiration that has been cast to him by the shaitan who's accursed and outcast. This Qur'an is not a word from the outcast shaitan. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. One of the most powerful verses in the Qur'an. So where are you going? What's your life about? Where are you going, O people of Quraysh? O you and I, where are we going, O Ummah Muhammad? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you trying to turn to away from Allah? Where are you trying to escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-mafarru ila Allah, you're only going to Allah. Whether you think you're turning away from Him, it's only to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah, so turn back and run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayna tadhhabun, know that the Qur'an is something that invites you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah awaits your return. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. Know that this Qur'an is nothing more than a reminder of what people already know. And the word dhikr has a number of contexts in the Qur'an. Something new you don't know about, so I'm going to tell you about it. Something you already know, it's deep down inside you, but you forgot. Something you know, but you pretend to not pay attention to it. In all cases, the Qur'an has come to serve that purpose. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. It will only benefit the one who seeks to live a straight and walk straight path of life. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you cannot will except for that which Allah has willed for you. اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Know that your Lord is the Lord of all that exists in power of all things. This was a daily tafsir. of Surah number 81, Surah Al-Takwir, with your brother Yahya Ibrahim, a surah a day. I hope you'll join me for others. And you can find all of them on my YouTube channel, Imam Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.